Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Logenvitz as we get set for the upcoming season. And coach, thanks for taking some time today. We've talked quite a bit over the last few years about HD Cal baseball, but now you're taking over as a head boys basketball coach. Tell me a little bit about taking over this position here. I know you've coached some basketball elsewhere in the district, but never as the head varsity coach.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great great thing for us. I think for me personally, just being able to come in here and work with the boys a little bit more. I started at the middle school level many, many years ago. This is my 15th year in the district. So that was about 14 years ago. I started at the middle school level, coached a couple years there. And then I moved up to coach with Heath Walton for many years. And so I just haven't been doing it the last couple of years when Brian Eason was the head coach. But I've been involved in the program for a lot of years here. I played college ball, coached a couple years in college while I was getting my master's degree. So I like basketball. I've been around the game for a long time, and I hope I can help the boys kind of enjoy that, you know, kind of bring back that passion for basketball and enjoy the season.
Yeah, so throughout this past off season, what have been some of the biggest things you've kind of been thinking about or planning for, I guess, as it relates to this upcoming year's team?
Yeah, it's just kind of implementing our own system. You know, we're going to change some things up a little bit, and the last few years the team had kind of run more set plays, run more zone offense, you know, those types of things, not really pressured much, didn't have a whole lot of depth, I don't think, in their lineup. This year is going to be a little bit more up-tempo. I'm going to run multiple different defenses. We've got, I think, some depth. We're pretty much returning everybody minus Connor Miller from last year. So we should have some depth in our lineup to allow us to be able to run a little bit, and then instituting a little bit of some secondary offense and some more motion principles and whatnot. So it's more fluid. It's not so much of a rigid set play all the time. Oftentimes when you run a set play, if you don't get the first shot out of the set play, you know, your kids kind of don't know what to do next and where to go next and what to do. So we're going to hopefully institute some more of a fluid offense with some motion and some different things that way. And yeah, it's just going to be, that's the first thing. We've been having a bunch of stuff in the summer, went to two team camps, which, a lot of kids went to those, and, were very responsive to the changes and whatnot. And it's going to be a slow process. It's a brand new, program and system we're trying to implement. So, but they've been very responsive for that, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and the good news with that is you've got a lot of varsity experience coming back, as you mentioned, with just one senior off last year's team graduating. So, you know, with most of those guys having gone through kind of a tough season last year, I guess what are you kind of hoping were the biggest takeaways for them as they go into this new season after having some growing pains, if you will, last year?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is just to get back to having some fun playing basketball. Obviously it's not a lot of fun when you only win four games, and you know, in a lot of those games you're down by 20, you're 18 to 20 in the first half, so you're not really into the game. And it's tough to come to practice every day. It's tough to go to games every day when things like that are happening in the season and whatnot. So I'm hoping to bring back a little bit more fun, you know, help them learn the game a little bit, you know, some of those types of things. But yeah, it's nobody's expecting us to come in and all of a sudden be state champs and do those types of things, even though we've got some really good potential here with the guys returning to win a lot more games this season. But yeah, let's bring back some fun. Let's teach the game of basketball a little bit and how that can relate to things that are going on in the real world too, and those things. So yeah, it's hopefully, that's the biggest word that I'm going to use, I guess, is just the fun and energy we're going to try to bring back to the program.
All right, I'm going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Logenvitz. Back at the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Logenvitz as we preview the upcoming season. Let's talk a little bit about the roster. Several returning starters and rotation players from last year. What are things looking like right now? Obviously, you got, you know, anytime you have a guy who's 6'8" with Brady Haar, you know, coming off of you know, a great season last year, being your leading scorer, and a bunch of your other top leading scorers from last year's team coming back here as well.
Yeah, it's we've got a really nice blend this year of size and some shooting and some ball handling. All coming back from last year. Trey being the point guard, and he started last year. So just his development and kind of seeing how he's growing is going to be huge for us. And then you talked about it. I mean, having a 6'8" guy, but he's not the only one. I mean, we've got some good size here this year. Brady's 6'8". We've got Josh Wolford in there, and he's got to be around 6'5", 6'4", 6'5". And Lincoln Hansen's in that 6'4", 6'5" range, and Briggs Grohlke's in that 6'4" range. And, I mean, the list kind of goes on. We've got some wing players that are in that 6'1", 6'2" range. So we're going to have some good size, and we've got some good athleticism so far that I've been able to see run up and down the court and do some different things this summer. Obviously, we haven't started practice yet, can't do a whole lot with them, but just in watching how they were able to get up and down the floor, we're going to be able to do a lot of good things with our athleticism. And then you mix that with the height that we have, and hopefully we can turn those into some wins.
All right, just a couple of questions left for you here. When it comes to the first part of the schedule, you got Nevada and Dayton Hartford both at home before jumping into North Central Conference play. So, just what's your take on this first part of the schedule?
Yeah, it's a tough first part of the schedule. Nevada, I think they won 18 games last year, something like that, and they've been playing really well as of late, and they've got a 6'6" kid that played well for them. I believe that's the John Nelson kid, and he's yeah, they're going to be real tough. Dyke, we haven't played in the last few years, so we're not playing Ackley this year. We're going to play Dyke, so we'll see. They're always well coached, a well-run program, so that's going to be tough for there. And then you jump into NCC play when you're jumping into we got St. Ed's before Christmas and Webster City before Christmas and some of those. So it's a tough part here. The good thing is the first six games of the season, five of those are going to be at home. So get a chance to kind of show off the new gym, show off kind of the new system a little bit with those. Plus, it'll give the kids kind of a sense of, hey, we're going to be home here for the next couple games. So you're not going to have to really deal with too much of that road crowd and that stuff while we're still learning how to play in the new system.
All right, last thing for you here today. I just want to give you a chance to recognize your assistant coaches. What's your staff looking like here this year?
Yeah, so it's kind of different this year. It's just two of us. So it's myself and Coach David Arana, and so he's going to be coaching the fresh soft team, and then helping out with the JV varsity when he can. And then I'll be kind of taking the JV varsity and kind of helming that myself. We had an opening, a job opening, obviously, when the two coaches from last year left, and we were unable to fill the one position. So, yeah, it's just David Aron has been great. He's been with the program coaching that fresh soft for a long time. And so he's done a great job in development of those kids and getting them to play the right way and get them to play tough and hard for those things, which is going to be a great thing for us moving forward in our program. And then getting him, like I said, getting him up to help with the JV varsity whenever we can. It's just great to have another voice in the program. And he's been great for us so far and invaluable for what we're trying to accomplish here.
All right, well, that's been Hampshire Dumont Cowboys basketball coach Matt Lokenovitz here on the Coach's Corner. Appreciate the time as always, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, the Coach's Corner will continue in just a sec.